Top Shumlin administration officials told lawmakers on Friday the state was expecting to get about 90% of the $120 million it needs to replace the Vermont State Hospital and rebuild the state office complex in Waterbury. Both were flooded during the storm. Deputy Administration Secretary Michael Claussen told lawmakers new doubts are arising about how much money FEMA will provide, and the same problem appears to extend to FEMA funding for local recovery efforts. Bennington, where the Roaring Branch flooded the downtown during the storm, was told on Thursday it will not get FEMA assistance. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.